Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Chris Crosby, live, hour two and two. I've got an interesting, huge, long soundbite that I want to play. Then Kurt and I will come back and talk about it in detail on your radio. Really, this soundbite's kind of fascinating. We cover a lot of topics, and it really relates to the Niagara Falls, one of the most beautiful places in America, one of the most interesting displays of nature that you'll find. Check it out, we'll talk about it.
I am live down right at the bottom of the falls. The falls hit the rocks right in front of me. You can hear the sound of the falls, I'm sure, so loud I might even be hard to hear. We'll see. We are at the Cave of the Winds. And there's mist everywhere. The reason I can't remember the name so well, my wife has to remind me, is because I don't really see a cave anywhere. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, they call this thing Cave of the Winds. And it is misty everywhere, water going on all over the place, and incredible falls. And at this Cave of the Winds, we actually kept our poncho from the Maid of the Mist and took a second poncho. And you have to take off your shoes and socks and put on sandals that they give you, water sandals, so to speak. And you get to stand right under the water. I'm going to attempt to do this here. I've done this before. It's incredible. They say on the main deck that it's like hurricane storm events. Just so you know, the Niagara Falls is constituted or created up of three falls. The American Falls. What are the other falls? American Falls.
Bridal Veil Falls.
And the Horseshoe Falls. And those three falls make up the Niagara Falls. The American Falls, 75,000 gallons of water per second. The Bridal Veil Falls, 60,000 gallons per second. And the Horseshoe Falls, 675,000 gallons per second going over the falls. The whole Niagara Falls, if you take all three falls together, you have 810 plus 1,000 gallons a second, almost a million gallons a second going over this, dude. I've never seen so much water in my entire life. Incredible. Incredible amount of water. Incredible historical relevance. And I'm going to end here. But all I'm telling you is the Niagara Falls is something to behold, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Niagara Falls. We are on the Maid of the Mist boat. The world famous Maid of the Mist, if you will. And I'm telling you, we are trolling through the water now. They're gaining speed as we head towards the falls. They have passed out ponchos, little plastic bag ponchos to every one of us. You got to roll up your pant legs and put on your poncho. It covers your whole body, literally. When the water comes, I'm going to do my best to hide this recording electronic device that I'm using for the broadcast under my poncho so that it doesn't get too wet. The sun's out. It's a beautiful day. It's about 70 degrees. It's about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. We are live on the air with the broadcast of Cliff Kincaid talking about the Supreme Court Justice pick. And what a disastrous pick that is with the cover-up of Vince Foster and such. We rebroadcast that because it's so critical. As we talk about the Supreme Court, Donald, in my opinion, made a very bad pick. Better than some of the liberal judges, for sure. But certainly not the judge that I would pick. I would have picked a Roy Moore. I would have picked a Mike Lee. I would have picked a judge, Andrew Napolitano, or some of those judges. Nevertheless, we're going to see what happens with this pick. A lot of Christians are for it. I don't see how it can be stopped at this point is the big concern. Nevertheless, since 1846. The Maid of the Mist was a steamboat, and people can check out the falls from the Maid of the Mist. Sorry to switch from political topic to political topic. However, it almost reminds me of how peaceful it is right now and how peaceful it seems to be in the nation when it comes to the Supreme Court. However, things are going to get choppy very quickly when it comes to the Maid of Mist. I'm already getting sprayed with water. Maybe you can hear the water in the background. I'll see if I can do this without dropping my recording device here. That's the sound of the water. Anyway, the judgeship in America seems a lot like that to me. It seems very peaceful and easy to understand, but behind the scenes it gets very choppy. It gets very rough, waterish, fast. And I think that's what's happening with the Maid of the Mist here, too. As we get closer to the falls, the mist increases. The water gets much choppier. The wind starts to increase. And it's an incredible thing. So there you have that. And we are approaching the falls. There's mist everywhere. My device is even getting wet. I'm going to go like this. I hope that I can still be heard here. Because I've got this under the poncho now so it doesn't get too wet. Now I'm putting on a hoodie of poncho, if you will. And don't tighten that up too much because I got to be able to do this broadcast. Anyway, so we are approaching the Maid of the Mist. It is incredible. It's one of the oldest state parks in the nation, if not the oldest, right on the Canadian border. And if you've been to the Niagara Falls, you know what I'm talking about. It is an intense, intense event. Only a few people have gone over the falls and survived it. They have an epic Cinemax movie they show here as well. Passes for adults are like $46. That's expensive, but you get the whole park. So you get the Maid of the Mist tour. You get the Cinemax movie. You get the museum. That's where you get the watch. And you get, what's that winds thing called?
Cave of the Winds.
You get the Cave of the Winds, which is even more intense, where you actually go down. Excuse me. You go down, they say it's more like storm-style conditions, where you literally get to be drenched with water. And my wife and I were able to kiss under the waterfall when we went for a second honeymoon about 8 years ago or so to this. Now we've got our children with us. We've got our four youngest children. As you know, our three oldest children are married and not with us. Our fourth son, or fourth child, is on a Mormon mission, a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, testifying of Christ, Spanish-speaking, to all you racists out there. He's speaking Spanish and bringing the Hispanics and the Latinos to Christ. Nevertheless, the Maid of the Mist tour is incredible, and so you get the whole park for the $46. It's like $35 for children, 6 to 12. It's kind of expensive. We had to save up for a long time to be able to even take this trip. But we are here at Niagara Falls, and we are on the Maid of the Mist tour boat right now, literally tooling towards the falls as we speak. And you got the water in the background. You got the sound of the boat in the background. You got the sound of patrons or crowds milling around. And it's a sunny, beautiful day, but it's about 70 degrees. It's about 9:30 or so in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. And all I can tell you is what an epic opportunity. One of the things that I find fascinating is people spend a lot of money to leave America and go all places overseas. Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, Panama Canal, Europe, wherever. To see the sights and hear the sounds and experience things. But what I find fascinating is that most folks haven't gone to the 50 states in the United States. Most Americans have not gone to the incredible tourist attractions and incredible unique things that America has to offer. How many people have gone to Niagara Falls? How many people have had the opportunity? A school teacher named Annie in 1901 was one of the first to go over the falls. She literally was 63 years old. She went over in a wooden barrel. She lived, and she took her cat with her. Incredible. A 7-year-old boy was swept over the falls wearing only a bathing suit and a life jacket. It was a miracle he went over the falls and survived. So a few people have literally gone over the falls. This 7-year-old boy got actually discovered after he went over to the falls and rescued by the mate of the Miss boat, even. I mean, just incredible. The water goes down to a depth of about 180 feet, so it's pretty deep right here. Four of the five Great Lakes delivers water to the falls in Ontario, Canada. And then it goes to the falls and then eventually to the Atlantic Ocean. It's an incredible event. I've never been to a place where there's so much water in my life. We are up here in what's called the Finger Lakes region of the United States. Incredible, incredible green. I mean, you've never seen so many trees in your life. Even if you're from the South or the East or the Midwest, you've seen a lot of trees and a lot of greenery, but not as many trees and not as much greenery as this. I'm telling you right now, it's incredible. So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. I'm playing a soundbite from the Niagara Falls. I went there and did a monologue, a podcast from the middle of some of the events. We were on the Maid of the Mist tour. We were on the Cave of the Winds event, and I was able to broadcast live and give you some of my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs about America. What a wonderful, great land we live in. Quick pause. We'll come right back. Continue with the soundbite. We'll break it down. Kurt and I'll talk about it in detail.
To leave a message, press 1. To change your message, press 7.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Mark here. Wow, I love college, really. I never knew living on my own could be so, good for me.
To change your message, press 7.
So, here I am at college. It's cool. Well, of course, it's only been a week.
To change your message.
Hey, it's me. I was just remembering that time I hit my first home run. You know, through the garage window. Thanks for not being mad. No.
To change.
Hi. Boy, I miss you guys. I miss my room. I miss waking up to warm socks straight from the dryer. Warm socks?
Family. Isn't it about time?
Hi, it's Mark. Love you guys. I'll call you later.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive?
I mean, you've never seen so many trees in your life, even if you're from the South or the East or the Midwest. You've seen a lot of trees in
the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand.
You're from the South. You're from the South. Life
from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. Donate today. Every penny can help us grow in the media, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the road in New York, driving down the road right now in beautiful western New York. It is absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful green country. Some of the greenest country you'll ever see, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's amazing. Trees are galore. You think there's trees in the South? You think there's trees in the Midwest? You ain't seen nothing like out here, folks. It's incredible. Anyway, I bring that all up to say we are listening to a monologue, a live on-the-scene event. Yesterday, I was at Niagara Falls. I'm on the Maid of the Mist boat as we speak, and we're playing this sound clip. Some of my thoughts about America, about the brilliant, the blessing that this wonderful promised land really is. And we'll continue that and then talk about it.
or the East or the Midwest. You've seen a lot of trees and a lot of greenery, but not as many trees and not as much greenery as this. I'm telling you right now, it's incredible. So anyway, as I was saying, sorry to digress, but I want to give you some of these facts about the falls. It's amazing to me that people go all over the world to look for incredible experiences when there's so many epic things in America to see. When you go to New York, to the East Coast, when you go to Philadelphia, when you go to New York City and contrast that with upstate New York, the difference between New York City and Buffalo, New York is absolutely incredible. Charming architecture, incredible difference. And even when you cross New York, when you go to Western New York, near Buffalo, New York, near Palmyra, near what they call Westchester, etc., you begin to see an America that's amazing. Plenty of open land, inexpensive, beautiful life, beautiful people. Many of these towns are Jewish towns. We had that opportunity to go into a Jewish gas station even. You've got all kinds of ethnic foods. I had an Irish breakfast yesterday morning. As you can tell, the wind starts to increase as we get closer and closer to the falls. So hang tight with me, folks. Anyway, as I was saying, I had an Irish Benedict breakfast that was just tasty as could be. At a Greek restaurant. What was it, in Palmyra, New York? Or anyway, one of those places. Just incredible.
So dope.
And it's getting more and more intense. I'm going to try and take off my hat, get my head wet a little bit. There's a beautiful rainbow over there. So that means that the Savior Jesus Christ is not coming this year, at least. He is coming, I guarantee it, just not imminently or immediately. So that's kind of going on. It's getting more and more epic. Now I'm getting wet on my legs. I'm getting wet. I mean, there is water everywhere. How far till the falls?
We're
all right.
Between the two falls,
we're in between the two falls. We're in the horseshoe right now, ladies and gentlemen. It is water coming down on top of me like crazy. I'm covering my recording device with a poncho. It is incredible, incredible to experience. And like I was saying, I keep getting derailed. I'm so sorry about this. It's just there's so many sights, so many sounds, so many epic things around us that I just can't ignore them. I know I'm like a kid in a candy shop. I get it. I love history that much. History, when you go to government school, is boring as all get out, right? I mean, who wants to study the date of the Treaty of Versailles? Okay, who cares? Okay, all I'm telling you is to study history like this is homeschooling at its best. To study history like this is incredible. You feel the water. You hear the stories. You see the rainbows. You feel the sun. You learn. You feel. You get the spirit of America, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing on the planet like it. And I'm telling you right now, it's amazing to me that people go overseas looking for incredible experiences. Wow, it's just getting more intense. Anyway, people go all over the world looking for more and more and more experiences. And what I find fascinating, now the mist is, now we're getting even more pelted with water. There's just water everywhere. And I'm in my poncho broadcasting live. I'm telling you, it's some crazy stuff. Anyways, people search across America for incredible, or across the world, for incredible experiences. And oftentimes you hear, you know, you go to somebody's home area and you say, oh, have you done this? No. Have you done that? No. Have you done? No, no, no. But they've gone all around the world and done things at incredible expense. And they're missing out on the genius, on the spirit of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is something to behold. And I'm right now under the falls, ladies and gentlemen. Water coming down like you wouldn't believe. It's more than a rainstorm. Dripping off my poncho onto my shoes. My pants are rolled up so that they don't get all wet. And we're right in the boat's getting rockier and rockier. And it's called the Maid of the Mist for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. You've got mist like no other. And I'm hoping they'll honk the boat horn, because it'll let you know feel and experience a little bit more of the authenticity of what I'm doing right now. But this is real radio, live and uncensored. No swearing on the radio, but we are caught up in the moment of this epic opportunity to experience America, one of the great sights and sounds of the beautiful land known as the United States of America. A land dreamed about, a land hoped for, a grand old experiment conducted. The British said the world turned upside down. 200 years later, she's still alive and well. She's got problems because the people have become immoral. But if we return to our morality, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we shall claim the prize. We shall make America great again. We can turn to God and repent, and He shall heal our land. There is no doubt about it in my mind. And this is a great land with a great future and great hope and opportunity. There is no other country on the planet like it. There is no other experience like some of the experiences to be had in this great country. My goal is to visit every state. My goal is to learn about every backwoods and alley and tunnel and nook and cranny and bayou and road and back road and a restaurant and learn of the cultures, the incredible diverse cultures in the greatest land on the face of the earth. There is no more diverse populations than in America. There is no richer history than that of those who came from generations gone past to seek for religious freedom. It is about religious freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and it's still about religious freedom. We're taking a photo, an incredible photo for my family here. And we are, hurry. We are live on the radio. 2-1. Thank you. So now we're not under the falls anymore, so it's not near as crazy as it was. And I'm going to end this broadcast now. I wanted to get the sights and the sounds and the experience the best I could. Now it's actually getting a little bit chilly because we're all wet. What an experience America has to offer, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend, if you've never done this, to come to Niagara Falls to experience the Maid of the Mist, to experience the opportunities in the big Cinemax movie about people that have gone over the falls and the experiences to be had in this rich history, and about the survival of the American people. Now, I hear the Canadian side even is a grand experience that's just as beautiful in a different way, maybe even more beautiful, some say. Canada, our neighbors to the north, they're much more controlled by Britain than we are. Nevertheless, they have their own rich history. And they have their own involvement as a companion neighbor of the United States of America. And they, the Canadians, are very interested in American politics as well. So that's the end of my podcast. And I'm sorry, this recording is a little rough. It is live. There is water everywhere. I'm dealing with a plastic poncho as I conduct this whole event. So I did the very best I could to bring it to you as raw, as fresh, as live and as real as I possibly could. God bless the United States.
There you have it, my fellow Americans. This land is a blessed country, folks. And I know it's easy to get caught up in the political shenanigans and feel like it's all lost, feel like it's all a tyranny. I know it's easy to look at some of the things we've lost and really get discouraged and really get laser-like focused on the negativity. But I say we step back and we reject that tunnel vision view. And we look at it in a broad way of reality. And reality is, you know what? Your wives and children can live and play and walk free in the country. We can travel where we want to. Now, I just got done paying a bunch of tolls in New York, and they're out of control. It's frustrating. I can go off on how evil the tolls are when they paid for the road 50 times over. Or I can focus on the good news of Jesus Christ. This nation looks to Christ for liberty like no other in the world. Back in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no other talk show like Liberty Roundtable Live. There's nobody on the radio that I know of that is transparent, that is raw, that is real, that is professional. You mix all that together, and man, I don't mean to toot our own horn. I'm just telling you, who literally goes and broadcasts live through the TSA security system like I did one time? Who literally goes to the Niagara Falls and literally is getting soaked with water while recording for you? And the reason I tell you this is not to tell you how awesome we are as people, but to tell you that there are people in America that are broadcasters, such as Sam and Kurt, that are just like you. We're average Americans. We're nobody special. We're not elitists. Not impossible to get a hold of us. You can email me anytime at libertyroundtable@gmail.com, okay? We're not hard to get a hold of. We're not rock stars. I heard a radio program the other day, and this guy's like, oh, yeah, I used to summer there when I, you know, and then he was joking, and he's like, you know what, I've never summered anywhere in my life. I'm too poor for summering. Summering's for rich people. And he was kind of making this point that, so there are a few of us out there that are real people, that are normal, that are down to earth, that you can get a hold of, and we believe in what we talk about, and we say, and we live it, okay? When it comes to multiplying and replenishing the earth, hey, we believe in children. We have a bunch of them. Thank the heavens for them. They're a blessing and a half. And it's all about God, family, and country. And I spend the time with these broadcasts to, one, let you be part of our lives. You know, we consider you family and friends and loved ones and listeners and fellow patriots and fellow Americans, and we stand for the sacred cause together. It matters to us, and we want to spend our time with you. And so this gives you a little bit of my life, as much as it gives you a glimpse into my heart about this grand, wonderful country. And a lot of times you just hear the political side, the negative, the hard-hitting, in your face type, and you lose sight of what the big picture really is. The big picture is this. We live in the freest country on the face of the earth, and it's incredible. And God loves us, and he's aware of us. And there are good, righteous people throughout this land. And we are awaiting the return of our King, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's clear. And we can't lose sight of that wonderful, incredible situation. Hey, Kurt, what do you think of that? That little, I don't know what you call it, montage of radio.
Well, Sam, yeah, I was getting wet listening to it, just thinking of all the water and, you know, such, and then, you know, your explanation or description as, I believe, second to none, just the way you can do that, and, you know, with the senses that are so, well, strong with you, I guess you could say, kind of like the, Star Wars phrase, but yeah, you know, it makes me want to head to Niagara Falls and check it out. You know, there's a lot of places, like you say, in America and the world, especially wherever you live, ladies and gentlemen. We don't mean if you're, you know, somebody in the Netherlands that, hey, you gotta head to Niagara Falls or something like that, or you don't have a good life, but wherever you are, you can enjoy life and kind of appreciate the good things of life. And it made me think of the old quote that we had a while back, Sam. Do you remember the story that I think your wife got it for us? And, you know, I've got it right in front of my hands. It just shouldn't take too long to read, but it kind of puts the point to the idea that like I was thinking about this the other day after we got banned from this, you know, kind of a lucrative farmer's market. And then I thought a little later, well, you know, maybe it's for the best for us. But in this little story, it goes like this. It says, an American businessman was at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch him. The Mexican replied, only a little while. The American then asked, why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish? The Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. The American then asked, but what do you do with the rest of your time? The Mexican fisherman said, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siesta with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip lemonade and play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor. The American scoffed, I'm a Harvard MBA graduate, and I could help you. You should spend more time fishing and with the proceeds buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you would sell directly to the processor. Eventually, opening your own cannery, you would control the product processing and distribution. You would need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to New Mexico City, then L.A., and eventually New York City, where you will run your expanding enterprise. The Mexican fisherman asked, but, senor, how long will this all take? To which the American replied, 15 to 20 years. But what then, senor? The American laughed and said, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO and sell your company stock to the public and become very rich. You would make millions, millions, senor. Then what? The American said, then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip lemonade and play your guitar with your amigos.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It just goes to show, you know, what are we thinking sometimes with our, quote, economic prosperity, you know? We believe that we have to just spend and get, spend and get, spend and get. They say 70% of the economy is based on us spending and getting, and I just kind of think, hey, What happens if we decide we don't want to spend and get so much, Kurt? Does it just ruin the whole world? I think that's the lie we've been told.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, when you look at this whole picture, you know, for example, you guys taking the time to go there and do that, we're preparing today to, you know, head on a family reunion ourselves. You know, there's a swarm of grandchildren in the area. you know, this is kind of like a weather report for you that might be in the immediate area. You want to watch out, but it's, you know, a lot of fun, good times, and yet, hey, it's all about, you know, the basic good things in life, kind of like the little story we just read to you.
Yeah, and it is really about God, family, and country, though. And to us, it's that simple of a lifestyle, that simple of a solution to restore the republic. And I know a lot of people believe we need to write a 1,000-page book to fix it. We need to put in, you know, all kinds of legislative initiatives or all kinds of, you know, forcing the Supreme Court this or forcing the president that or executive order this or presidential decision directive that, PDD, whatever, or international NGOs, and we got to start this, we got to do that. We don't need to do all those things, folks. All we need to do is return to the principles that made America great. Codify to the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Ten Commandments. You know, you take a few of these founding and core documents, if you will, and it really articulates what we need to do. If we obey the Ten Commandments and are self-governed, and then if we chain government down with the checks and balances of the Constitution for the United States of America, we've about got it. But the only way we will not search beyond the mark is if we are a moral people, because we'll look to God, family, and country. Look, our country's never going to be stronger than our families are, folks. And our families are never going to be strong without the almighty author of both families. And this is a very simple, fundamental doctrine that we must adhere to. And if we do, we'll be blessed. If we don't, I'm telling you, we see nothing but disappointment, nothing but destruction, nothing with in our families, in our lives, in our societies, but turmoil and anguish and frustration and missed opportunities, missed blessings is what I would call them. We see tender mercies from God in our lives, every day, all the time. And it's important for us to recognize those. It's important for us to realize that it is God's hand in our life, in the lives of our loved ones. It isn't by happenstance. It isn't by mistake. It isn't an oversight or a coincidence or any of those kinds of things. It's not a Big Bang theory. It's not a random act or a random happening. It is a by-design plan. It's called the plan of happiness from the almighty author of liberty. And it's an opportunity for you and I to turn to God, to recognize, to clean our inner vessel, to repent, and then to go to work to help others do the same. The purpose? The blessings of liberty. The purpose? To make America great again. The purpose? God, family, and country. Back in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, time sure flies when you're having fun. Talking about God, family, and country. Living what you talk about, believing in what you preach is key. Congruency between your beliefs and your actions is critical in America, ladies and gentlemen. It's critical that we stand for what we believe and that we live what we talk about. Folks, you are seeing our lives real. Day to day, who we really are and what we stand for. Are we perfect? Far from. But do we absolutely live and breathe and eat and talk and think and pray and dream the sacred principles of liberty and what it's going to take to restore this great country? Absolutely. For us, it's real, folks. It's not a game. It's not a joke. It's not a political event, necessarily. We don't even believe in things that are political. We believe in things that are moral. All things are moral, not political anyway. But this is, for us, real. This is not a joke. It's not hyperbole. It's not theater. It's real. And there's a lot of talk show hosts that consider what they do to be entertainment theater. You know, they're radio clowns. That's a clown question, bro. We're not clowns of any kind. We are family men who believe in God, family, and country with a zeal that is tough to be matched anywhere. All right, I was not able to visit a church on my travels in New York City. And I wanted to play a soundbite that I created at this church, and then we'll wrap up. Sam and Kurt will talk about it.
All right, now we're standing in front of Trinity Church, one of the most famous churches in New York. Kind of an interesting discussion about the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Certainly, Christians have been debating this for a long time. The early Christians did not believe in a Trinity-type principle. They believed God the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost were three separate, distinct beings. Fascinating discussion about that is about 400 years after the death of Christ, there became all kinds of discussions on this matter. And eventually, the Trinity has become the kind of standard doctrine accepted by most Christian churches. However, it's not what the early saints of Christ's time, it's not the view they held. And it's kind of fascinating how we accept that as the official doctrine, but it's not biblically documented. It's not the prevailing view that the early saints had. In fact, it's very political in how the Trinity became the order of the day. And it's very fascinating. And I'm not here to argue with Christians about their views on the Trinity, but I am here to document the early saints' view and the view of the restored church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who believe that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are three distinct, separate beings. And as evidence of that, biblically speaking, when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, Jesus was physically being baptized by John. The Father was there and spoke of His Son. The Holy Ghost appeared in the form of a dove, three distinct individuals, if you will, separate beings. And as the Savior Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He literally knelt down and prayed to His Father. The disciples fell asleep while He prayed to His Father. When He prayed to His Father, He said, "Father, please let this cup pass from me. But he said, but not my will, but thy will be done. And so he distinctly prayed to a separate being and said, you know what? I want my will to be swallowed up in your will. I want to do what you've asked me to do, Father. Again, another example of a distinct difference. Furthermore, when Jesus Christ rose into heaven, he left the Holy Ghost with the apostles as a second witness that Jesus Christ did live, die on the cross, and truly was resurrected and lives again as testimony of the Father and of the Son. So three distinct beings, and that's what the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's what the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, actually believe. So we are walking past that Trinity Church, is the reason that I bring this up, on our way to, what is this bull thing?
Charging Bull.
On our way to Charging Bull. And sadly, to end this segment, socialism, democratic socialism, or the Communist USA Party all mixed together, culminating in the Democratic Party, seem to be a charging bull against the bulwark of liberty that this nation was founded upon. Namely, the God, family, and country precepts that we talk about so often on this broadcast.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to highlight, we're not downing people that believe in the Trinity. What we want to explore and discuss is the different beliefs in America. And one of the geniuses of this great country is people can worship how, where, or what they may. And we support their right to do so. We support their right of a free conscience. We support this idea that, you know what, if you believe differently than I do, that is okay. That is just fine. You're free to think and believe and hope and dream and understand as you do. And we're here to defend your right of conscience. Kurt, I found that fascinating in front of Trinity Church. I wanted to highlight our beliefs, not because I'm interested in arguing with anybody about the beliefs or telling everybody else they're wrong and we're right or anything like that. But it is interesting and it is fascinating, especially if we're going to support diversity in America, to say, hey, there is plenty of religious diversity in America, and that's all right. And nobody should be under persecution for their distinct, unique beliefs. Nobody. And that's one of the things that we really got to fight in our battle today, because it seems like the more Christian you are or the more unique your views are, it becomes kind of a heresy or a hypocrisy about your beliefs. And I've been studying more of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the difficulties and the persecutions that they experienced in the 1800s. They started out in literally Vermont, Joseph Smith Jr. in Vermont, all the way. The Saints ended up in the Olympic State of Utah, literally ran across the country fleeing so they could practice their religion as they saw fit. This is something that should have never happened in America, something that we need to make sure never happens again in America. And I bring it up because I came across the Trinity Church. I believe differently than they do, but it's okay. I support their right to believe as they do, and I hope they support my right as well. Kind of another interesting concept in America that's critical, Kurt.
Well, yeah, good point, Sam. And, you know, I've never visited this Trinity Church. I see some of the pictures of it, where it stands. They say it's pretty close to where the World Trade Towers, you know, that all
came down. That's exactly
right. And
it's probably less than a quarter mile away by foot.
I guess they say it was the tallest building in the United States until 1869. I thought it was interesting to learn, this is all according to Wikipedia, and of course everything, you know, there is true, but that they say...
It's true when they lie and tell you that JFK wanted to promote the Federal Reserve. Other than that, hey.
Yeah. They, the governor there in 1696 approved the purchase of land in Lower Manhattan by the Church of England community for construction of this church. The land grant specified an annual rent of 60 bushels of wheat. I guess it was interesting to me to read that they say some of the classes, school were held, there in the steeple, they say. And I guess just recently, Sam, well, I don't know if you call it recently, but in 1976, Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, they visited the Trinity Church, and the vestryman presented the Queen with a symbolic back rent of 279 peppercorns. So you know, I don't know what that's all about, but be kind of nice to pay rent that way.
Well, it just goes to show that other forms of medium of exchange certainly works in their world, but should work in ours, huh?
There you go. But anyway, a little info on the Trinity Church there in downtown New York City, I think.
This is what I mean, though. We can celebrate our differences, Kurt. I don't have to be right. I don't have to be wrong. I don't have to prove my point or force them or say they don't have a right to their views. We can all coexist here and just say, hey, we believe differently. They believe that the Trinity means that God, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are one being with unique properties that we can't really understand because we're not God. God's ways are not our ways. It's kind of their idea. I don't mean to put words in their mouth. That's just my understanding of it. And I'm free to say, hey, I believe that God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost are three distinct beings. However, they are one in purpose. And their purpose is to bring to pass the immortality and the eternal life of man. In other words, our goal is to go live with our Father in heaven again one day. And I'm okay to believe my beliefs. And you know what? We can articulate these two views to you. And you as an American or you know, anybody in the world can decide, what do you believe? And, you know, that's your right to conscience, one of your most private property possessions ever. And I think it's critical to point out we can coexist. We don't have to fight. We can support their rights. We do need to really realize, though, that religious freedom is being sacrificed on the altar of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender rights, some of these other rights. If we're not very careful, we'll lose our religious freedom. We need to be careful in America not to turn our back on God. Not to decide that religious freedom isn't as critical as it once was. It is the key point and the key reason that the pilgrims and others came to this country. The reason they were willing to risk so much was because they believed that religious freedom, the right to obey the dictates of one's conscience, was so critical, so fundamental to who they were and to future generations that they were willing to sacrifice much on that altar. And we ought not let that legacy go to waste. We got to make sure to bring it forward in modern times and highlight it as just as critical now as it was then, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, I was looking through some of the news of the day. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's a lot of different things out there, a lot of stories and different stuff, but the bottom line is, focus on God, family, country, and your duties with regard to each one, and we'll do the same, and we appreciate your accompaniment here on the Liberty Roundtable, and of course on the network Liberty News Radio. We know that you have choices for your audio devices, those ears on your head, and we appreciate you making those choices, well, us part of those choices, and we would also request your, well, support, and we thank you. Good work, Sam.
And LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, the website where you can donate, every penny counts. We don't need you to fund our families, but we do need you to help grow our, prosper our efforts in the media as the new media takes center stage. Kurt, guess where I'm going?
Let's see. You're probably going to go eat somewhere, I suppose. Is that what you mean?
Of course I'm going to do that, man. That's the beauty of America, buddy. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the Hershey Chocolate Factory.
There you go. Going into the belly of the beast, you know.
And I'm going to do a Hershey Chocolate Factory podcast, if they'll let me, or a little deal there and bring it to everyone as well. Kurt will be out on a family reunion for the next couple of days. I'll be live from the road, and I'll bring some guests on and a lot of fun coming your way. Liberty Roundtable Live, thanks for being alongside. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. And for Sam and Kurt, we declare that we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.